Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our Shir on the Rambam, Mamrim Perik Vov, Halacha Gimel. And we were discussing the Inyan of Kibbutz Avim, Mishal Av, Mishal Ben. In the previous Shir, we asked a slew of kashas. So Mamish Pilei Plos, to see all the kashas we had. And then now we're going to continue. Zuha Derech. Again, this is based on the Torah of Mori Rav Yagon HaGadol, Rav Doitzak Manzitzel. Ran, Daf Lamed Beis, asks, and that that we paskin, that Kibud Ovvaim is Mishel Av. So asks the Ran, what about the Gemoran Daf Lamed Aleph? That says that Heichon Kibud Ovvaim. Go out and see what a certain Gentile did in Ashkelon, that he lost for his father a tremendous amount of money. He wanted to wake his father up, get the key to open up the safe to sell the gem. So Frek the Ran, since Kibud Avim is Mishel Av, how does the Gemara say, look at how far Kibud Avim goes? This kid didn't wake his father up and he lost all that money. This guy in Ashkelon. Kevan Shein Oel Mishel Av. Since it's only from the father, yet the Kibud Avim is paid by the father, it doesn't have to come out of the son's pocket. How do we say that this is how far Kibud Avim goes? It's a mashma that he's chayav to lose money. So in Daf Lamed Beis, we say Mishel Av. But on Lamed Aleph, we already see that it's Mishel Ben. He has to lose money for his father. That's the Ran's kasha. Ein shan shekosev Ran b'teirutzo arishon. Dechi amrinan mishel av hanafkamina lechvoidoi. Aber kadei shelo letzaro, yesh lo la'abed kol momun shebo'olam. When do we say it's mishel av? Mishel av is to honor your father. Want to buy your father dinner? So you say, Dad, I want to buy you dinner. But can I have your credit card? That's fine. I don't know. Maybe it hurts your father's feelings, but I'll pay din. If it won't hurt his feelings, then it's coming from his credit card. You don't have to pay. To bring him dinner, but you don't have to pay for it. So that's when it comes to kibud. That's mishela. That's mishela. But in order not to be mitzar your father, you have to lose all the money in the world. Moichetik, moichetik. I love that. Not to be mitzara parent, you have to lose all the money in the world. And therefore, Dama didn't wake up his father. Hechem kibud avim. To lose all the money in the world, not to cause your father tsar. Not to embarrass your father. Certainly have to lose all the money. If not to cause him tsar, you have to lose the money. Certainly not to embarrass him. So it's kasha, according to this, since this din was already brought. Not to be mitzar him. B'chol mamon sheba'olam. And daf lamed aleph amed aleph. In other words, in the case of Dama ben Asina, we already learned that not to be mitzar your father, not to be machlam your father. You need to give up all the money in the world. So what's the kash of the Gemara and Lamed Beis from Arniki? That it says that the father takes the wallet and throws it in the ocean. The kid's not allowed to open up his mouth. Ask the Gemara if it's Mishal Av. That means that the father is throwing his own wallet in the ocean. So what does the kid care? That's the Gemara's Kasha. If it's Mishal Av, then why should the kid care? It's obviously the father's wallet. Because the whole Kibbutz Avim Shaila only comes up with the father's money, not with the kids. But according to what we're saying now, even when it comes to the kid's money, there's a Kibbutz Avim. Because in order not to be Mitzara's father, not to be Machlim his father, he has to let his father throw. The child has to let the father throw the child's money in the sea. Like we saw before in the Kesef Mishnah, we saw in the previous shiur. So if the Ran is correct, then in order not to be machlim one's father, when the child has to lose his own money, then what's the Gemara's kasha b'chlal on the arniki? Yes, even we hold Mishal Av, but it's talking about a case where the father takes the son's wallet and throws it, and normally it's Mishal Av, but here. The son has to, it's talking about where it's the son's wallet, and the son has to be mechabedim, because in order not to be mitzara one's father, one has to lose all of his money. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says if it's Mishal Av, then what does the kid care? It's obviously talking about the father's money. And the answer is that it's normally Mishal Av, we paskin Mishal Av, but here it's talking about where it's the son's money, and it's telling us that in order not even to go hold Mishal Av, but not to be mitzara the father, the son has to lose his money. Gemara is bothered. Gemara assumes that it's coming from the father's money. According to the Ran now, according to the Ran, there's also a din of Kibbutz Av Mishal Ben, that if it means not embarrassing one's, if it means embarrassing one's father, the son has to lose his money. So it's talking about the son's wallet. Kash on the Ran. What's the Gemara's, why is the Gemara so bothered if you hold Mishal Av? Then what does the kid care? Must be the father's wallet. No. The son's wallet. He can't embarrass the father. So Taka the Beis Yosef and Simon Reish Mem writes that from this Ran, we can explain the Rambam by Arniki. The Rambam writes that Hechem Kibbutz Avim Afilu Not Lakis Shel Zehuvim Shelo V'Shlichu B'Fan Av Liyam Lo Yachlimeim. That how far does Kibbutz Avim go? That even if your father takes a wallet, a purse of golden coins of the son and throws it in the sea, he shouldn't embarrass the father. So the kasha is, we paskin Mishal Av. So if he takes a purse of gold coins and throws this of the sons and he throws it in the sea, then the son is allowed to say something. The son is allowed to start up with his father. So what does the Rambam mean? So Taka the Beis Yosef uses this Ran to explain Pshat in the Rambam, that it's talking about the son's wallet. And the son is allowed to and the son's not allowed to say anything to the father, even though he passed in Mishal Av. But it's talking about the son's wallet, and the son's not allowed to say anything to the father, because not to be machlim the father, the son has to lose all of his money. But that just makes the kasha stronger. And what's the kasha of the Gemara? The Gemara says, if you hold to Mishal Av, then what does the kid care? It's obviously talking about the father's money. No. Like the Ran says, like the Rambam says, according to the Ran, it's talking about according to the Beis Yosef's understanding of the of the Ramban. It's talking about the son's money. What's the Gemara's kasha? We also have to understand Eichlo heir haran al tehutze ze var my time ayinu neged asugya daf lamed beis kanal de l'dvar av l'chora kushya sa gemara me'arniki lo kashya midi. How does the Ran not say that his teretz is not against the sugya and daf lamed beis? Because l'chora l'divrei haran, the kasha of the Gemara about Arniki is not a kasha. Because the Ram would say it's talking about the son's wallet. We hold Mishel Av, but it's talking about the son's wallet. And the son still has to be quiet. So the Ram should have noted that his teretz doesn't shtim with the Gemara. And the Flamed Beis. Because according to the Ram's teretz, we're talking about the According to the Ran's teretz, we say even though we hold Mishel Av, but when it comes to not embarrassing the father, it's even Mishel Ben. So the Gemara's kasha is not a kasha. The Gemara's kasha, if it's Mishel Av, then what do we? What does the kid care if the father throws the? Must be talking about the father's gold coins. So what does the kid care? The answer is no. The Ran would say, Pasha, it's talking about the son's money, because even though you hold Mishel Av, but it's Mishel Ben. When it comes to not embarrassing the father, so why doesn't the Ran mention that his teretz would render the Gemara's kasha meaningless? In the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, Ksav Sofer, and Yeredei, and Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, Yidomid B'zeh. And we have an afkamina that the post can bring that we mentioned between Lechavdoi and Lo Letzaroi. L'chavdai, we said, that's to be mechaved your father. That's from your father's money. Not to be mitzar your father. That's even your own money. B'darkei Moshe, b'simin reish mem, sif kot and gimel, he explains that the chiluk is between mitzvahs kavod and mitzvahs moira. Mitzvahs kavod is mishalav. It's his moira, not to be overrun moira. That already is, the son has to lose money. He's a mechalik between mitzvahs kavu and mitzvahs moira. And he asks on this from the Trumas Hadeshen, Simon Mem, who says there's no chilik between mitzvahs kavu and mitzvahs moira. But the kasha is that the Rambam brings this din of Arniki in the context of Arheichan u'kavod. According to the Dalkei Moshe, it should be Arheichan u'yira. The Moira goes so far that the son has to lose money in order not to be over on Moira. The Rambam brings it in the context of kavod. Kasha and the Dalkei Moshe. How can you say that the Pshat and the Rambam is Mitzad Mitzvah Smaira when the Hedjem of Ur Barambam is a Mitzad Mitzvah Kovit? Vayem, the Koin of Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perla, Alarasag, Mitzvah Essay Yud, on page 602, who brings from the Shita and the Lanai Dalami, it's one of my favorite games to play, is asking people who wrote the Shita Lanai Dalami. So in the Sefer Shita Lano Delami, he says that the nafkamina is between kum va'aseh and shei va'al ta'aseh. Okay, the chazin and linyan lahoitzi kol memoina. The chayiv k'dei lo shelo la'aliyas oiver b'kum va'aseh. You have to spend all of your money not to be oiver and aver in a kum va'aseh and your pater in a shei va'al ta'aseh. So this is discussed by Moreno Rabbeinu, the Sinyan of Kum Vaseh and Sheva Al-Taseh B'chol Mamono, in the Be'er Miriam and Hilchos Malachim, third volume, Perek Ches Halach Aleph Ois Aleph. Akoponim, that's the Shita L'Noi D'Lami. that when it comes to not to be over with kum vaaseh, you have to spend all your money. But sheh v'al taaseh, you don't. You're only going to be over passively, then you don't have to spend. But kum vaaseh, in other words, to go and say something to your father when he takes your money and throws it in the ocean, that's being over on kum vaaseh, that already you have to give up all your money. However, lechora, since b'mitzvahs kibud ov v'aim, since mitzvahs kibud ov v'aim, you're not chayiv even a chomesh. Why aren't you chayiv a chomesh for kibud ov v'aim? Because kibud ov v'aim is mishalav. So you're not chayiv even a chomesh. So he sees that this mitzvah is not like other mitzvahs. It has no din of hatzelus moment at all. So mehechi teisi, that he's chayiv when it's b'kum v'aseh. This is not a money mitzvah. A money-costing mitzvah. Yosir tamur, the b'shita anal, kotza vinyan anal, she'en lo la'asis ma'isa kitelu, tzama she'hik she'shem ala mak she'me alniki. The ma'itayim alo hik she'me hod the taflamet aleph. What's even more bothersome is that the shita writes this inyan, this chiluk, between kum v'aseh and sheh v'al taaseh, that he has to do everything in order not to do a maisa to be over, as a teretz on what he asked there, on the kasha from Arniki, that on daf lamed beis, the Gemara asks from Arniki that if it's mishalav, then what does the kid care if the father throws the father's money in the ocean? So the Shita Lano de la Misa asks, so why don't we already ask from Daf Lamed Aleph? That if you hold it's Mishalav, and what's this inyan of tsuruma? Why do you have to give up money? It's only mishalav. Since it's mishalav, you shouldn't have to give up any of your money. So why does it say I have to keep it up aim that this kid lost all of his money? In order not to wake up his father. And that he writes in a Daf Lamed Aleph, it's talking about not doing a maisa. I'm not doing a maisa. Now that I do a maisa to be mitzari your father. So that's the chilek. That's why there's no kasha if it's mishalav and daf lamed aleph. Then why didn't he wake up his father? Because look on lamed beis, we ask if it's mishalav. Then what does the kid care? Because it's Mishalav. The father's throwing his own money. So he asked, the Gemara could have asked that already on Daf Lamed Aleph. That if it's Mishalav, then the kid shouldn't have to lose. So his answer is, no. And Daf Lamed Aleph, and Daf Lamed Beis, we're talking about, and Daf Lamed Aleph, it's talking about doing a maisa to be Mitzahar's father. That he's not allowed to do. So even though it's Mishalav, He's not allowed to do a maaser to be mitzara's father. And on Daf Lamed Beis, it's different. For the Gemara only asks on Daf Lamed Beis. Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara is assuming that it's Mishel Av. And whereas if it's Mishel Av, then what does he care? Kids can't be talking about the kid's money because it's Mishel Av. So what does he care what the father does with his own money? This is very difficult. Because in Daf Lamed Beis, in the case of Arniki, it's also talking about doing a maisa, being mitzara your father. So maybe it's Taka talking about the son's money. What's the chiluk between Daf Lamed Aleph and Daf Lamed Beis? And Daf Lamed Aleph, it's the son's money, but he's not allowed to be mitzara's father. And in Daf Lamed Beis, and maybe some of the son's money is not allowed to be mitzara's father. So how does the Shita Matari Tzarniki with this Svara? And say, no. The Kash is only from Arniki, but not from from Daf Lamed Aleph, from Dama not waking up his father, because Dama not waking up his father, he has to give up all of his money. Why does he have to give up all of his money? Because it's to be Mitzara's father, not to be Mitzara's father, it's to give up all of his money. And then in Daf Lamed Beis, it's the same story. It's also not to cause your father Tzar, also not to be Machlam Tzar. So you would have to give up all your money. Therefore, the Gemara's Kash is not a Kash, it's talking about the son's money. And he has to give it up in order not to be Mitzara's father. But the Shita says, no, there's a chiluk between Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis. In Lamed Aleph, it's Lo Litzar, but not in Lamed Beis. My Pitom. Same thing. Okay, there's yet a lot more to say, and hopefully the next year we'll see maybe a few more kashas, and then we'll start with the Mahalach and the Sukkiah. And Baruch Hashem, we've seen many, many tmiyos neflos. I hope it's muvan, I hope it's understood. And if it's not, then you can always contact me, and I'll be happy to try to explain better. And thank you so much for listening. And Baruch Hashem, Shbizelcha to part 3 and see neflos kedomos. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.